Hello?
Hi, June.
Oh, hi. Oh, so now I'll tell you about my different pictures.
That sounds great. Thanks for coming over with your paintings.
Okay. All right. Well, these three first pictures, these three, are books by Ruskin that my father and I bought 70 years ago. And my sister has them, and she couldn't come down, so she photographed them, and I painted from the photograph. They are very beautiful books if you ever see them. These books are in my sister's little library. It's a little rectangular library that's very thin, and so the books are crowded together. I painted when I was younger. I never took lessons. And I stopped, and I never painted continuously either. I stopped when I was about 17. I took up the brush maybe a couple of times when I was 20. And then I haven't painted since. And I said, you know, when I retire, I'm going to paint. So my retirement and the COVID epidemic coincided. And during COVID, you could get free lessons on Zoom. So I got free lessons. And then I got lessons that I paid for $20 a week. So that's what I've been doing since COVID. And these are the paintings that I painted. The painting with the man sitting on the brick wall is a friend of mine who didn't know I was photographing him, and he was with his iPhone, and I thought that was a very nice painting. I enjoyed basically the colors and painting this friend of mine. And I enjoyed the flowers around him. I enjoyed the designs of the flowers, of the bricks, and of the bricks in the background against his more solid colors. This one, I do like flowers a lot, and my real interest in painting is color. I always loved color, and now I'm working on form. But I really love color. This one is of a stone wall with some flowers in front of a house about a block away from where I live on Vos Avenue. So this is on Ralston Street. And it was just very, very pretty. And I love the pinks and the reds and the white vessel and the bricks. So that's why I painted that. This painting, I consider one of my worst paintings, but I love the colors. And this is a painting, you will not guess where I painted it. This is downtown Maplewood. And one of the things my teacher said is something is really out of kilter, and it is. But as I say, I still like it because of the colors. I was completely free here to paint it any way I liked. So although the perspective is off, you can see that it's got a very free style. Now, the reason I chose this spot, and it was also very difficult to do, was because my teacher said, go down to Maplewood on a Sunday morning, and it's very quiet, and it's a great place to paint. Well, I went there, I think it was a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, and I've never seen it so busy. Everybody was sitting out because we've got the pandemic, so nobody's in anything. And I was so nervous to be painting when there were so many people around that my hand was pretty much shaking. But I finally found a place in front of, I think it's St. Martin's Cafe, and that's where I painted this. And that's the story. This car is one of my favorites, although I can't give it away. Nobody else seems to like it as much as I do. It's a copy of someone else who did a car. It's quite an interpretation of it, however. And I like it because I love the colors. And as someone said, it does have a Van Gogh feeling. And at the time, I was looking at, maybe it was one of the exhibitions they gave at Temple, of Van Gogh, I think so. And I had Van Gogh on my mind, and I had his blues and his greens, and that translated to this picture. And also, in the original, he's not stuck. The car is not stuck. But here I have that the car is stuck, and I like that feeling. And that's it. This is a copy of another painting that's improvised. At first, it just wasn't working. Other people in the class had done this painting, and it was much lighter. And I couldn't get it to work. And then I noticed I had the lights off, and I just had one light in another room. And it looked very good when the lights were off. And then it turned out I did a little more work on it, and it looked good when the lights were on. So I like this because of what I did with the purples and the blues, and there's a certain motion in it. I also like her blue hat against the purple and the yellow. That's that. All of these, by the way, as I said, were done during the pandemic. Okay, this picture, this painting is a copy of an Israeli artist painted. And we did it in class, and the teacher emphasized that she gave us a new technique for like scraping so that it comes off the painting. And I was experimenting with that, and I really kind of liked the way the hair turned out. And I'm starting to work on figures, and I've gotten more interested in figures. So this was another opportunity to do a figure. And I also kind of like the movement here. This is the last picture I'll show. And again, this is a copy or an interpretation. This is, the brushwork is calmer, I would say. But I enjoyed doing the figure, and I enjoyed the chair because the chair gets it out of its monotony, I think. And so I really enjoyed doing this picture. And that's about it. Oh, I've stopped painting now, and I'm taking that's a drawing of someone who poses for us at the Montclair Museum. And I'm concentrating now on drawing figures, and so I've taken a rest from painting.
Thank you.
That's it.